Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes. You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
Susan G. Komen, Florida, is hosting a Warriors in Pink celebration for Central Florida's breast cancer survivors and those living with breast cancer on May 15th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Duffy's Sports Grill at the Mall of Millennia. And joining us by phone to tell us all about it is Susan G. Komen, Florida Representative Denise Mariani. Denise, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Well, thanks for having me.
Tell us about Warriors in Pink celebration.
This will be a very high-spirited evening. We're going to be honoring survivors, co-survivors, those people living with breast cancer, advocates and supporters. We're grateful to Duffy Sports Grill for sponsoring this event for us. So they're providing some appetizers and some drinks and some giveaways. And what we would like to do is to let the folks in the Central Florida community know what Susan G. Komen, Florida is doing in their area and plans to do in their area.
All right, let's talk about Susan G. Komen.
Susan G. Komen is the largest national breast health charity in the world. We support both community treatment and education and screenings, as well as breakthrough research to find cures for breast cancer. So that's what we do nationally. What we like to do in Florida, we are concentrating most heavily, about 75% of our resources, on community programs for screenings and diagnostic tests, and treatment and education. We're taking that across the state now.
And it's a personal thing because actually Susan G. Komen is the sister of Nancy Brinker, who started the foundation. And Nancy started it in honor of her sister Susan's life because she had breast cancer and that claimed Susie's life. So this is sort of a personal thing as well as a national thing, right?
It is a very personal thing. Yes, she promised her sister Susie, who died very young of breast cancer, that she would spend every resource she could to find a cure for this horrible disease.
And the thing about breast cancer is, and I've had folks on the show who are survivors, and the thing they talk about is, well, I don't want to use the word stigma, but I'm going to. I just did. It is a thing, you know, where with women who just, you know, they don't want to deal with it when they find out they have it, or they project, you know, the worst. But actually, this is a thing that if you diagnose it early enough, you can recover fully or as much as you can, right?
You can live a very long time. That's really key, and that's what we promote, is really early detection. That's why we emphasize, you know, getting mammograms regularly and early, seeing your doctor. We're providing resources through grants that we make to nonprofit medical facilities and clinics so that they can serve women who can't afford to do that or who may not have, you know, even may not even have a regular doctor. But, you know, if they meet the state poverty guidelines, you know, we have clinics that across the state who will be able to serve them and get them the screenings that they need to get this early.
Well, let's take the audience through what happens when you get diagnosed with breast cancer. What's the first thing that happens?
We refer to ourselves a lot of times as the first responders to breast cancer because we often get that first call. So frequently, you know, by the time a diagnosis has been given, a woman's gone through a mammogram, and then if something doesn't look right on that mammogram, then there are additional diagnostic tests and biopsies that she has to go through before she knows, yes, that was cancer, or no, it wasn't. So the first thing they are is they're terrified, and they don't know what to do and where the resources are. You know, we guide them through that. There are nurse navigators in hospitals that will hold people's hands through that process, you know, what needs to be done, what their options are. There are just so many options, and it's very confusing for people. So that nurse navigator is very important. Some doctor's offices who treat breast cancer patients even have those navigators. And they just play a critical role because people, when they hear they've got breast cancer, they're just frozen. They don't know what to do. They don't want to talk about it. They'd like to put their head in the sand, but they've got to do something about it. So the support is really important.
You talked about the navigators who help you through the process. How important is it to actually talk with a survivor, someone who's actually going through it? How important is that?
Oh, I think that it's very important. And many survivors, you know, once they've gotten through it, we have a young lady in our area who started a blog about it, who's got quite a following, and just helping people through that avenue. There are support groups, but it's really important to know that you're not isolated, that other people have gone through this and beat it, many people multiple times, so that you know there is hope and that you can get through it.
And hope is the big thing. I just recently had some women survivors on the show, and not only do they have hope and are surviving, they actually row a dragon boat. I don't know if you've ever seen those, but they're pretty spectacular. But they do races. I mean, they're all physical, yeah.
Yeah, they do them all over the world, too. They take their boats all over the place. Amazing.
And their point is that, you know, this shouldn't be a thing where you need to shut down. You can just go on.
Right.
Right, exactly. So an event like your event, Warriors in Pink, right there in the title is Warriors. Why did you put that in there?
Well, we consider all of the women who are battling breast cancer and have made it through, they're all warriors. They fought the fight and they won. So that's a terminology that we use in many of our materials and events. I mean, the ladies and men are warriors.
Right, and you said men. That's right. We don't want to forget that. Men can get breast cancer, too. Is it any different for men, or is it about the same?
I don't know the details of that, what type of cancers men get versus women. I know that they're just as scared. It's a lower percentage for women in our country. 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer in their life. Of that percentage, 1% of them will be men. It is a small percentage, but it's just as challenging and scary for men as it is for women.
Well, it is scary. If you're the person or the survivor, or someone dealing with it, you don't know what to do yourself. But then if you're the friend or the family member of somebody, you really don't know what to do. What are some things that you can do that will support somebody going through this?
Just as you asked that question, because I just had a conversation with a young lady who helped her mother through breast cancer several times and ended up finally losing her a few years ago. But she said that she was her mother's ears in the doctor's office. And she's the one who went to all the appointments with her mother and wrote down what people were saying. Because when you're the patient in that case, you don't have the presence of mind to be taking notes. You don't know what questions to ask. So she said that she would go with her mother with questions in hand and write down the notes and, you know, make sure she understood everything that was going on. And then she is the one who, you know, went online and did research about, you know, nutrition and exercise and different alternative treatments, like anything she could do to help her mother. So, you know, that's why we call those people co-survivors, whether it's your husband or your sister or your mother or your daughter. You know, those people really support the patient and they go through it hand in hand with them.
Most of the people that I've had or I've talked to on this program who are cancer survivors or are going through it, one of the big things they mention is keeping their hopes up, keeping their spirits up. What can somebody do to help, you know, a family member or somebody, you know, going through it to keep the spirits up? What little things can you do?
Giving people a call. I think when people are sick, you sometimes don't want to bother them. You feel like you're being a bother. But I think that when somebody is going through a cancer diagnosis, it's a long-term process. And in order to keep their spirits up, they need to know that people are thinking of them. So something as simple as a phone call to check in or showing up at their house just to say hello or dragging them out of the house for breakfast once in a while, you know, just to keep their spirits up. And also if you can, you know, we mentioned exercise, and that's something that is both mentally and physically helpful. So if you can get somebody to commit to, you know, a walk every couple of days or, you know, doing something like that once a week with you, I think that helps a lot.
And also you can go to the Warriors in Pink celebration at Duffy's Sports Grill at the Mall of Millennia. And you'll meet all the people there who can help you if you're going through it or you know somebody that's going through it and you want to get some tips on what you should do to help support them. Is it a thing where you can just show up at the event or need to register online or anything?
The event's open to the public. We would love all supporters who want to be there to be there. They do have a limited space. So we are asking people to register in advance so we know that they're coming and we can make accommodations. And they can do that on our website at comansflorida.org and just click on events and you'll see the event there and you can click through to register.
All right, so check it out at Komen Florida. That's K-O-M-E-N Florida.org. You can find out about the event at Duffy's Sports Grill at the Mall of Millennium. It takes place on May 15th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. There's lots of things you can do. I mean, complimentary appetizers and drinks and prizes and giveaways, but most importantly, the people that will be there with the information that you need if you're going through this or if you know somebody who's going through it. It's a casual thing. Just go there and you just talk. And that's the best thing you can do is talk to somebody, right?
That's it. And we hope to see a lot of people there.
All right. So it's the Warriors in Pink celebration at Duffy's Sports Grill at the Mall at Millennia on May 15th. Well, Denise Mariani, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
And thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.